Praise the Lord. Let's look to the word of the Lord tonight and be encouraged from the scriptures, the words of Jesus. The title tonight is Pray and Don't Lose Heart. Pray and don't lose heart. Luke 18:1. Then Jesus spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. That we always ought to pray and not lose heart. And the stated cause of people losing heart, believers losing heart, is God's delay in answering prayer. That's the parable that Jesus speaks. God's seeming slow response to answer the prayers of his people at times. This losing heart must be something very real and something very important in order for Jesus to address it directly as he did. He says, this is one of the temptations, this is one of the tendencies of my people, that when the Father delays and prayers aren't answered in a quick manner, that they lose heart. How many Christians have laid down their ministry, laid down their calling, laid down their Christian expectation and Christian growth and maturity? How many have laid down their inheritance in Christ because they've lost heart? Praying, believing, but not seeing that quick fulfillment in their lives. Jesus said, we ought to pray always and not lose heart. Well, let's pick up a few scriptures on not losing heart, and then we'll go to the parable. 2 Corinthians 4:1, the Apostle Paul said, therefore, since we have this ministry, he's talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, new covenant ministry and strength. He said, since we have this ministry of the Holy Spirit operating us, as we have received mercy, he said, we do not lose heart. The power of the Holy Spirit sustains us. 2 Corinthians 4:16, therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The Apostle Paul says, we do not lose hope. We do not lose heart. There's many things in the outward, but God is doing a work in us. And this light affliction that we go through this in this life is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. God is working some deep and eternal things in our spirit. Galatians 6, 9 to 10. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. And if we lose heart, we will not reap. That's the inference. Let us not grow weary while doing good. In due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. And Psalm 27, verse 13 to 14, David said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And then he prophesies to his own soul. He says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, David, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And sometimes we wait on the Lord, and sometimes we wait on the Lord for the fulfillment of things that he's bringing, and actually the fulfillment of our life in this earth before the Lord. There's a waiting. There's a delay. Jesus said, pray and don't lose heart. He says, that's the temptation. He said, keep on praying. Keep on seeking the Lord, and God will cause his strength to be in our lives. Well, let's go to the parable. Luke 18, 1-8. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, God, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, Though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? A people with a believing spirit, people that have held on to hope, people that have kept praying. A widow that said, get justice for me from my adversary. And we all have an adversary, 1 Peter 5, 8-11. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and the dominion forever and ever. An adversary that works against us. But Jesus said, I need you to come continually. I need my people to pray. And when I answer speedily. I avenge them speedily. And the Lord is telling us there are times when we may pray for months or for years, and all of a sudden in a day, the miracle happens. And the answer of the Lord comes. Jesus is saying, keep on praying. Keep on persisting. Don't give up. You have an adversary. There is one. And we're crying like that widow woman. Lord, avenge me of my adversary. That the blessing of the Lord and the goodness of the Lord can come forth in my life, and the unfolding plan of God come forth in my life. You know, delay is hard to take in most things. There's something about us. We like immediate gratification. Delay is hard to take in many things in this life, but nothing is so difficult as spiritual things, because those are the most important things to a true Christian. Perfection of our spiritual life, our growth, our advancement, our inheritance, our family blessing. A family and clan that serves the Lord, a kingdom of God and righteousness, a church that is glorious and powerful and strong in a city and in the earth. These are things that are the dearest to our heart, and delay is hard to bear, but it's especially hard to bear in spiritual things. Jesus said, pray, do not lose heart. That's the temptation. But you have to be like that widow woman and keep on coming. Keep on coming to the Lord. Keep on asking. Keep on calling on the name of the Lord and ask God for vengeance from your adversary, so we understand the battle that is ours. Well, Luke chapter 11, a companion passage in these parables. And Jesus said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, these are Jesus' words. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask him? To those that ask him. What are we asking? Jesus said, this is the highest request of any true disciple of mine. They are asking for the Holy Spirit. They're asking for the power of God. They're asking for spiritual blessings. They're asking for spiritual inheritance. They're asking for the anointing. They're asking for breakthrough in spiritual realms. They're asking for life and blessing and strength and joy and health. How much more do they ask the Holy Spirit? Two parables. Two parables. An unjust judge and an unwilling friend. An unjust judge and an unwilling friend. Now, our God is not an unjust judge, and he is not an unwilling friend. But Jesus used this language to overstate what we need in our lives, and that is that necessity of persistent, prevailing prayer. Urgent, persistent importunity is the old English word. Shameless persistence. We keep coming. We keep calling on the name of the Lord. We keep calling on the Lord. Look at the Amplified Bible in Luke 11, 9 to 10. So I say to you, ask and keep on asking. That's the force of the language. And it shall be given you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be open to you. For everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives. And he who seeks and keeps on seeking finds. And to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door will be opened. These are the words of Jesus. He said, pray and don't lose heart. There's a battle. There's a force. There's a resistance. God is working out a plan. God is working out a purpose in the lives of his people. Ask and it shall be given you. Keep on asking. Now in the parable, Jesus used natural language. Bread, a fish, an egg. Natural things. And you know, in a very real way, they are kind of a given. Because Matthew 6:33 says, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. But Jesus is going higher. He uses that natural, but he said, what you really need to ask are the things of the Spirit. Call out for the things of the Spirit, the things of the Word, the promises of God, the calling of God, the ministry, the glorious life of the Holy Spirit upon your lives. This is the real calling and the real work of the Lord. The inference is that people may think the Lord difficult and unwilling. And that's what Jesus acknowledges. This unjust judge, this unwilling friend. Jesus said, some people may have that view of God, that's how he is. But Jesus said, you keep asking, you keep seeking, you keep knocking, and you will find out that God is not that at all, but that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, 6. God is faithful. God is faithful. He's got a process. He's working in this delay. After we've suffered a while, borne the heat of the battle, prayed through, carried some spiritual obligation and demand, and the answer comes, and when it comes speedily. Luke 11, 5, this scripture again. And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. Midnight. the darkest hour, the greatest hour of need, when it appears that God is indifferent to our cries and unwilling to help. Jesus said, keep on asking. When you're in that situation, when it feels like that, don't you lose heart and give up. You keep praying. You keep calling on the Lord. You keep persisting, calling on the prayers of the Lord, praying in the heavenly language, speaking in tongues, calling on the Lord, letting your burden flow out before the Lord. Jesus, you said, you keep pouring out your heart before God. Jesus said, to use natural terms, he said, keep on annoying God. Pester him. Trouble him. It's like he'll finally get weary of you and give the answer. But that's where the analogy breaks down, because we can never annoy our God. We cannot annoy him. He loves to see us coming and praying and asking and giving. Jesus said, keep on coming, keep on praying, keep on bringing the same requests over and over. Ask for the power of God, ask for the Holy Spirit, ask for the perfection of spiritual life in you, growth and maturity in your family, glorious church in the earth, gospel to the nations. Jesus said, keep on praying. He said, because God is faithful. God is faithful. And you know, in each of our lives, for those who are true prayer warriors and those who fulfill the obedience of this, God sees the beginning and the end. He sees our lives in totality. We cannot see our lives. We cannot see what God is doing all the time. He's working in us by faith. He is bringing something forth of eternal consequence and eternal glory. We cannot see what the Lord is doing at all times, but he knows exactly what he's doing in our lives. A stone for bread? A serpent for a fish? A scorpion for an egg? Why did Jesus use this language? Is that because sometimes it feels like that for us? I've been asking for bread and fish and an egg, and nothing has materialized. I'm still at the place of persistence and calling on the Lord in prayer. A stone for bread, no supply. A serpent for a fish? No souls. No increase in your ministry. No great harvest in the earth. No fish. Just more enemy warfare. A scorpion for an egg? Well, one man put it, the egg of hope. I think that's perfect. The egg of hope. No birthing, no hatching, no vision, just another sting. Jesus said, that's what it may feel like at times, but he said, I want to make you wise unto your salvation. God is working. God knows all about you. And though he delay in fulfilling things in your life, he is leading you on. If you're a true prayer warrior, you keep praying. Don't lose heart. Keep lifting up the promises of God. Keep pressing forward for the kingdom of God and his righteousness and his spirituality in your life. Well, I have a quote I want to bring up, a couple of them actually. First by A.B. Bruce, wrote this in the late 1800s. It might be pointed out how much the ultimate enjoyment of any good thing is enhanced by its having to be waited for. How in proportion to the trial is the triumph of faith. And then A.B. Bruce quoted Samuel Rutherford, an outstanding preacher of the 1600s. My, these men were eloquent, how they spoke and felt the things of God. He said, it is fitting we see and feel the shaping and sewing of every piece of the wedding garment, and the framing and molding and fitting of the crown of glory for the head of the citizen of heaven. How the repeated sense and frequent experience of grace in the ups and downs in the way, the falls and risings again of the traveler, the revolutions and changes of the spiritual condition, the new moon, the darkened moon, the full moon, and the spirits ebbing and flowing, raiseth in the heart of saints on their way to the country a sweet smell of the fairest rose and lily of Sharon. How, as travelers at night talk of their foul ways and of the praises of their guide, and battle being ended, soldiers number their wounds, extol the valor, skill, and courage of their leader and captain, so it is meet that the glorified soldiers may take loads of experience of free grace to heaven with them, and there speak of their way and their country and the praises of him that hath redeemed them out of all nations, tongues, and languages. Hallelujah. Can I read that again? Let's have the worship team come. Get this into your spirit tonight. God is working in us. Keep praying, keep pressing on, don't lose heart, take courage, keep praying the prayers of righteous men and women, though God seem unwilling, it seems, though God seem reluctant, he's not at all. He's calling for this principle in our lives, he's calling for this perseverance, he's calling for this persistence in the saints of God. Again, Samuel Rutherford, it is fitting. We see and feel the shaping and sewing of every piece of the wedding garment, and the framing and molding and fitting of the crown of glory for the head of the citizen of heaven. How the repeated sense and frequent experience of grace in the ups and downs in the way, the falls and rising again of the traveler, the revolutions and changes of the spiritual condition, the new moon, the darkened moon, the full moon, and the spirits ebbing and flowing, raiseth in the heart of saints on their way to the country a sweet smell of the fairest rose and lily of Sharon. How, as travelers at night talk of their foul ways and of the praises of their guide, and battle being ended, soldiers number their wounds, extol the valor, skill, and courage of their leader and captain, so it is fit or meet that the glorified soldiers may take loads of experience of free grace to heaven with them, and there speak of their way and their country, and the praises of him that hath redeemed them out of all nations, tongues, and languages. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand tonight. Let's have patience with the Lord. Let's wait on the Lord. Let's pray and not lose heart. We're being loaded up with experience. We're being loaded up with the graces of God. There is a working so deep inside of us that we will not even understand till we stand in heaven's gates and see the glorified Son of God and our own lives glorified. How we've borne the burden of the way, how the weariness of the travels has been upon us at times. But Jesus said, don't lose heart. Everyone that asks will receive, and he that seeks will find, and he that knocks, the door will be open to him, into the treasures, into the goodness of the Lord. And so we thank you tonight, Father. Thank you tonight, Father. Just let the depth of your spirit go into us tonight, Lord. This pilgrim way, on this pilgrim journey, prayers of the righteous are your delight, Lord. Calling out from our spirit unto you, Lord, as we pray in the Holy Ghost and lift up the praises and the promises of God, as we cry out in the night seasons, as we cry out in the day, you're working in us, Lord. You're working in us. You have a process. You have a plan, Lord, for all of us and for our lives, how they should unfold and will unfold. Lord, we know that prayer is powerful. the persistent prayers of the righteous, the persevering prayers of the righteous. And so tonight we take courage in the name of Jesus. Well, the altars are open if you'd like to come for prayer, anyone. Maybe you've lost heart. Maybe your prayer life has fallen from where it used to be. You don't sense that fire and power and promise and living oracle in you. Maybe tonight you say, Lord, I'm coming back to the heart of prayer. Coming back to that prevailing prayer that you spoke of. And you'll take these scriptures tonight and build up your own spirit. But for anyone else, any needs you might have, please feel free to come to the altar. People will come and pray for you and encourage you. Let's close out in worship tonight, and God bless you.